Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's WizWare podcast. This is the first in a series of podcasts on my Idaho BDR motorcycle trip. These podcasts will include the equipment that I took and their performance, and I will also include my preparation, route, and on-trail experiences. If you like off-grid exploration and seeing this beautiful country for more than just an interstate highway, then this type of motorcycle route may be for you. Now, all the equipment was purchased at retail price, some on sale, and I am not sponsored by any manufacturer, so all the opinions are of my own and they're not coerced in any way. Now, starting off my series on reviews is the Zoleo Satellite Communicator, which a satellite communicator on this type of trip is an absolute requirement for safety, for off-grid communication logistics. Having a safety net like a satellite communicator can turn a big problem into a manageable situation. And although Idaho does have some very sparse parts where you're 60 to 80 miles from anywhere, it did seem to have good coverage with ranger stations, sheriff stations, as well as locals that would drive miles and miles to come pick you up and get your bike to a shop. Stuff happens, so be prepared. Now, why did I choose the Zoleo satellite communicator? Primarily, it was cost. I had a Zumo XT, which I'll do a review on later, which it would have been great to have an InReach 2 or an InReach Mini that would have hooked up. But the Zoleo had a lower initial cost at $150. Plus, it does require 3 months of service at $20, so that's an additional $60. Plus, I did have to get the belt clip accessory because it doesn't come with any clips for a total of $245. Now, this would compare to the Garmin InReach Mini, which starts out at $350 just for the unit, and then you need to add service plans on top of it. It would have been nice to have it paired with my Zumo XT, like I said, the lower initial cost basically got me into and through my trip with under what it would cost for me to purchase the InReach Mini plus the additional service that would be required. So it's a pretty cost-effective device, I would say. Plus, the Zoleo offered me a flexible plan that I can either suspend or put on maintenance. And during my ride on the Idaho BDR, I did bump my service to unlimited, and it actually prorated my coverage, and it only cost me an additional $10 for unlimited coverage throughout my entire trip. So that is really hard to beat. And basically, if you can text, you can use the Zoleo, and it was just really good in performing that way. Real-world performance. The Zoleo performed as expected. It had great communication with an open sky, but it took a little longer in tree coverage, which is expected. You know, they're always going to need that open sky for satellite communication. And even though it would track in the trees, and it did track my trip when I was in the trees, it did take the communication just a little bit longer. Now, the location on my jacket was on a Velcro cinch around my waist. And even though the location around a neck level would probably be better, the location around my waist worked great. It was out of the way, and it didn't seem to impact the Zoleo's performance. Size and weight are also part of the performance. And compared to the Garmin InReach Mini, the Zoleo is bigger. It measures 3.58 by 2.6 by 1.06. and is 150 grams compared to the Garmin InReach Mini at 2.04 by 3.9 by 1.03 and 100 grams. But I can honestly say that the location on my jacket, I did not even know it was there. And I just turned it on in the morning, set the session on my phone, and let it run all day. And checked in at night and turned it off. It was just that simple. Now, battery life. There's all sorts of different things on battery life, but battery life depends on factors like how often you track, because you can track from like every 10 minutes, every 15 minutes, every, you know, 20 minutes. I believe I just set mine to every 15 minutes. And how often you text, you know, with your basically your Overwatch. In the world, in the real world, I had an instance where I couldn't charge overnight, and I used the Zoldio 2 days in a row, and it seemed to use about 30% a day. So we could get three each 12-hour days off a charge with the normal use and tracking. And normal tracking, I would say, was tracking every 15 minutes and probably about 10 texts a day. Some days a little more, some days a little less. Now, ease of use. Setting up the Zoldio was easy and just used a web interface. I was able to set up friends and family in just a matter of minutes. This would allow me to invite them to track my movements and know my approximate location at predetermined time intervals, in this case every 15 minutes. Tracking, the Zoldio did, it took me just a little time to work out the kinks. And part of that was the belt clip and location. It needs to be attached to your jacket where it can have a clear view of the sky. This is why I added the belt clip accessory, which is the $35 cost above. And it allowed me to attach it to my Velcro adjustment strap on my jacket. That was at waist level. And the position worked out excellent. And it was completely out of the way. I also figured that out, in addition to the Zoldio being on, it needed to have a session started on my phone. In just a few test rides, I had those kinks worked out, though, the placement and starting the tracking session. So I'd say the learning curve is minimal, and you should have placement and session tracking down in just a few test rides. Communication. The whole purpose of getting the Zoldio was for emergency communication and logistics. And it did not disappoint. The SOS communication is covered by a plastic piece, so you're not going to accidentally send an SOS, but it would be easy to access with one hand and activate if you needed to. The Zoldio also has text-like communication, and best reception was with an open sky, but it would pick up when I had tree coverage, although it was not as fast. Now, having logistical support in an off-grid situation is key, and the Zoldio did not disappoint. Now, you got to remember, these off-grid towns, they shut down at like 5 in the evening. So having communication with someone that can look up a gas station, places to eat, camping locations can be a real help. In my case, my Overwatch was able to find me a 24-hour gas station and give me directions. When you're at a location that has no cellular, no internet, the Zoldio is a great tool, and it saved me a lot of time and a lot of anxiety. Now, how does the Zoldio compare to other satellite communication devices, like the Garmin inReach Mini, the Mini 2, XBot, ACR Bivy Stick, and the Gen 4 Spot? To be honest, like most of us, we make our choices and we pay our money and hope that our research is good enough. I can honestly say that at no point was I concerned that I did not have coverage or was confused on how I should use the device. The Zoldio was out of sight and out of mind, and it performed. It was, I would get a ping over my helmet cardo system if I got a text, but other than that, it just worked. And going back and looking at my daily route, it did a great job of tracking my movements. What finalized my decision on the Zoldio was that it seemed to have a good solid connection to the satellite system. It was easy to use, and it was a compromise in size, meaning it was a little bigger, but not totally unreasonable. An initial price and operating expenses made my final decision. Now, what would I like to see on the Zoldio? Of course, I'd like to see it smaller. That would be better. If you could shave off a little weight, that would be great. You know, having less weight on your jacket is always good. And I do think that the Zoldio should come with the belt clips instead of having to spend an extra $35 to get the cradle and clip. Now, summing up my experience with the Zoldio, it turned out to be a trusted device that I could just let run and forget about it. It held a charge long enough that I did not have to worry about charging for up to three 12-hour days. It provided logistical support for my overwatch when I was off-grid and needed gas. It was out of the way and secure. My final cost for the Zoleo, and I purchased it on sale in the spring, so I would think that they typically go on sale when the Garmins go on sale, which is in spring. The clip package, 3 months of required service. The Zoleo does require that you pay for 3 months of required service, which is $20 a month. And then my total prorated cost for full coverage was only $10, bringing my final total to $255 for the entire trip. That is an outstanding price for complete communication and safety and SOS support on a satellite communication device. Now, in conclusion, having a satellite communication device for emergency and logistical communication is highly recommended. The Zoleo is a very cost-effective option that works great. You do not always know when you've made a good purchase until you use the device in the field. But at the end of my test runs, BDR trip, which totaled about 3,000 miles, I considered the Zoleo a tried and true piece of essential equipment, and I will not leave home on a road or backcountry trip without it. So I hope I gave you a little bit of information on the Zoleo, because it is a great device and is going to be included in all my future trips. One thing I don't think I mentioned in here is that you can put your Zoleo on, you can suspend the account for $5 a month so that it keeps all of your old trips and all of your old communications, which it does give you your very own thread of communication. So if you're looking for a good, cost-effective, and high-performing satellite communicator, I'd say take a look at the Zoleo pretty strongly. It's easy to use, and you can clip it out of the way, and it just works. So that's it for this week's podcast and BDR experience. Next week I'll be discussing a little bit more on some of the equipment and or routes that I'm taking. So stay tuned. WizWare out.